8:35 on Connect FM. Good morning on this Monday. It's time for me to welcome you to Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State DuBois campus and all it has to offer. And today on this particular Monday, we get a chance to talk with Scott Muirhead. Scott serves an important role in the business administration program at Penn State DuBois. Hey, Scott, thank you so much for being here today for Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, to start, Scott, would you please give everyone an introduction to yourself? Give us a brief personal history.
Well, sure. I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh with my MBA and was the first marketing director at County National Bank in Clearfield in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. Through my career, I've had a lot of opportunities in the areas of marketing and sales, corporate training, adjunct teaching at Penn State. And prior to teaching at Penn State, I managed a 12-person training and consulting team for an educational technology company. And so here I am now as a professor at Penn State DuBois, and I love it.
Oh, well, super. Hey, could you give us an overview of the business administration program at Penn State DuBois and the various academic options that are offered within that business administration department?
Oh, sure. The business administration program at Penn State DuBois is one of the largest enrolled programs at the DuBois campus. Our students have a variety of educational opportunities. I'll just run down them for you. Mm-hmm. First, we have our Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. That is typically a four-year program. And within that program, our students choose an option to focus their studies, marketing and management, accounting, business analytics, or they can go with an individualized business option. Some students come to Penn State DuBois for a 2+2 program.
Okay.
And that's where they do the first 2 years at Penn State DuBois. Mm-hmm. And then they transfer over to the Smeal College of Business at University Park. Mm. Now, what makes that a little different is that we have a bachelor's in business administration, but at University Park, they can specialize that major to earn a bachelor's in the traditional things like marketing, management, accounting, finance, or more specialized degrees in real estate, actuarial science, risk management, and supply chain systems. Mm. The next program at Penn State DuBois is our associate degree. That's typically a 2-year program, and that's a great introduction to the core aspects of business.
Sure.
And then any student at Penn State DuBois can take advantage of our entrepreneurship minor. Mm. And that's where they can add on classes to their degree at Penn State and learn about how to start their own business and business planning. And what's great about that is, you know, we have the Launch Box and Idea Lab at our campus. And so the students in the entrepreneurship program can also take advantage of all those other resources. And I know you have Brad coming in.
Yeah, a couple weeks here. Yeah,
to talk about
we'll be learning more about that.
So that's all of the different options that we can offer.
And that's a great number of options. We're talking with Scott Muirhead of the Business Administration Program at Penn State DuBois. Scott, the business world is always changing. Mm-hmm. It probably changed since we started our interview here this morning. So how does the Penn State DuBois Business Administration Program keep its students on what we would call the cutting edge of business knowledge and practicality?
Sure. So our team in the Business Administration Department at Penn State DuBois, we really do strive to teach our students so that they're up to date with the latest business trends and the tools.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in my leadership and motivation course, we're using artificial intelligence to analyze their original essays and provide more insight into the concepts that they've written about. We're also using it to explore, you know, all those different aspects of leadership and motivation. And I think it's really been fun and helpful to get that introduced. I plan on bringing artificial intelligence into all of my classes because it's a tool that's going to be needed as they go out into the workforce. I teach business and society. And there, our students learn about corporate social responsibility. So that's things like sustainability and diversity and equity and working with not only making a profit for shareholders, but also keeping in mind the consumers and the employees and the community at large as they run a business. Mm. Of course, social media is always a trending topic, and we cover that in our marketing courses. Our accounting courses are on top of the tax code, for example. And throughout it's all about developing excellent written and oral communication skills so they come out ready to work well with others.
Sure. And I'm sure that, you know, the incorporation of AI into the program as a tool, there's nothing more cutting edge than that right now.
That's right, because we don't want it to be a homework helper.
Yeah. Well, no.
We want it to be something that they learn and use and analyze.
Sure.
And right. And see what the difference is between their original work and how it's enhanced, using
sure.
air quotes.
Exactly. The key word is tool. It's a tool.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Shouldn't be your final project. Now, when someone completes a business program at Penn State Dubois, speaking of final projects, what are some of those potential career options that open up for those students? Or could they even move on into some graduate studies?
Lots of opportunities. And here's what I'm really proud of. Every Penn State business graduate must have an internship experience before they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting right out there into the world and using the skills that they develop. And so that's preparing them even more for their future career. Every business, large or small, needs those business skills.
Absolutely.
So whether you're a large corporation, you're a mid-size manufacturer, or just a small mom-and-pop shop,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need management, marketing, accounting, sales, finance, logistics, and our graduates can step into, you know, many different roles to carry out those business functions. You know, our degree does prepare students for a future at other schools.
Yeah,
I currently have two students that are going to law school.
Okay,
once they graduate from Penn State Dubois, others are planning to move on and get that MBA
yeah.
as they move forward.
Fantastic. Scott, as we start to wrap things up here, what do you find to be the most fulfilling part of being able to teach business principles at Penn State Dubois?
Well, as I said at the beginning, I love teaching at Penn State. I love this campus. Small but mighty
yeah.
is what we really proclaim and live by there. I don't see my role as lecturing and testing knowledge, but really preparing my students for their future.
Mm.
I think it's extremely rewarding to have those students come back from their internships and say, hey, you know what you taught me in that class? I got to use it out there in the real world. As I'm teaching things like leadership, I'm hearing, you know, when I'm a manager, I can't wait to engage my employees in the way we've learned. You know, it's just exciting for me to know that the next generation of business leaders are coming out of my classes,
yeah.
and it really makes me proud.
That's fantastic. Scott, I want to thank you for spending some time with us today on this week's Campus Connection. We look forward to hearing more about Penn State Dubois, especially business administration, the launch box, and other neat things here in just a couple of weeks. And we'll be hearing more about Penn State Dubois in the months ahead. This has been another Campus Connection on Connect FM.